changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I thought about this today's Jumpstart when I was in Chicago. And I want to fess up about something that I'm not super proud of. And that is that I have had this wonderful opportunity for going on, well, for over 15 years. I have been a professional speaker doing, I think my first year I did 6 events. Last year I did close to 30. And we're on track to do even more than that. And of course, back then they were all live. Now, a lot of the ones we did last year were all the ones, except for maybe one, were remote or virtual. But I would go to these places and I would fly in, go to my hotel room, iron my suit, practice, prepare, do my speech, and I would fly home. And I now look at that and I go, what a missed opportunity. What a missed opportunity to enjoy so many beautiful places in the world and to spend a little bit of time. And so now I have adopted this strategy of staying a little bit longer everywhere I am. And so not only do I stay, but I try and find something to do. And I've discovered recently that art museums bring me a lot of joy. Now, it's funny that I would say that, but it was when my daughter and I were in Chicago at the Carnegie Art Institute, Institute of Art or whatever. And I saw the Monets, the Manets, the Rembrandts, and my favorites, the proper pronunciation is Van Gogh. And I realized that that brought me so much joy. So the next time I was in, where was I? I was in Pittsburgh, and I went to the Pittsburgh Art Museum, and there were a number of them as well, the same artists I just mentioned to you. Now, the challenge was that I walked into the gallery and it was so quiet, you know, and you could just stand in front of pictures and get lost in them, paintings and some photography. And it was really, really enjoyable. And then came this guy. And no matter where you go, there's a guy like that. I think, unfortunately, sometimes I'm that guy, so I have to be more careful. But the guy who knows a little too much for the situation and is going to tell everybody about it. And so he was educating this other person, and they were walking along at the same pace as I was, but it was more personal stories about the art. It wasn't really about the art itself. And so it wasn't like I was being edified. So I was in that moment, I was like, oh, he's killed a piece of the gallery. So I said, I'm going to go over to this other side and work the opposite way. Well, they seem to do the exact same thing. And of course, I'm always asking myself, what can I do in this situation besides getting angry? What can I do to just improve it and make it better? Not angry. Angry's a little bit strong, but even mildly irritated. And so I said to myself, I've got noise-canceling headphones. I put in music, but I could still hear the guy because his voice was reverberating through the gallery. And I have been trying to develop a taste for opera. I've never quite understood opera, and I've been to a few operas. I think my thinking was, when I grew up, first of all, anything that was cultured, my family looked down on, not up to, for the most part. They, it was like putting on airs. And so we didn't do opera much. And as I got older, I thought to myself, when people tried to expose me to opera, you know, if I want somebody screaming at me, I can call my father. But I've tried to develop a taste for opera. And so I put on an opera playlist while I was walking in the gallery, and something happened. What happened was I discovered that listening to opera caused me to enjoy the paintings all that much more. I was really enjoying the piece at the gallery, and yet to stack my relaxers, I like to call it. And I wanted to do a jumpstart about that. I wanted to talk about, by the way, first of all, my producer Miroslav is moving on. He's got a really amazing opportunity, and I love the guy, and I'm going to miss him. And I want to thank him. And he did this. Let's see if I can point at it. It's over here. He created this thumbnail with me with the wig and the Louis the 14th dot on my cheek. I think that's actually a look I could pull off. What do you think? So I want to say thank you. God bless you. And you'll always be my friend, to Miroslav. And as I'm doing that, I want to share with you this idea of stacking your relaxers. We talked a while ago about self-care and about the importance of self-care. And self-care needs to be an interrupter. Can I say that again? Self-care needs to be an interrupter. It needs to take you away from what you are doing. My day was kind of interesting yesterday. I had jury duty, which turned out not to actually, they released me, which was fine. And then I came home, but I had gotten up early to work, so I wanted to take a nap. And then I was on the couch, and my couch just grabs me sometimes and doesn't want to let me go. And I realized that I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and I am either going to feel great because I went to the gym, or I'm going to feel terrible because I let the couch win. And I decided to push myself. All of a sudden, it's like I'm living on Mars. Isn't the gravity huge on Mars or something? And I can't walk. I just weigh so much. But I got to the gym, and today I feel great. And when I'm at the gym, what I like to do is, again, stack my self-care. I don't listen to motivational music when I'm at the gym. I listen to a transformational podcast or to a book. Today, I wanted to remind you of the importance of self-care. Self-care is something that interrupts your normal daily routine and pattern, and that is designed to make you feel better in the present or better in the future. I love hot baths. I have since I was a child. And when I was a kid, I would stack my relaxation because I would get in the tub and I would read comic books. The tub was a great place because my brothers wouldn't bug me, you know? And so I would always go in there. And today, when I'm in the tub or the jacuzzi, I will listen to music that relaxes me or something that inspires me. I wanted to remind you today to step up your self-care. We're in a more stressful situation than we thought we would ever be. Here's what most of us thought would happen, right? We're in a global pandemic. Everything is shut down. This is a little over a year, about 16, 18 months ago. We're in a global pandemic. We'll all shut down and try and stop the spread. Well, the spread continued because a lot of people didn't stay shut down. Then the vaccination came, and we thought, wow, everybody will get vaccinated and everything will come back. And a lot of people, for some crazy reasons and some, I guess, legitimate reasons, have chosen not to. And so now this variant has sprung through. We are in a stressful time, and there is a lot going on right now. Self-care has never been more important. Never. Been more important. I want to share with you the simplest thing you can do that is self-care. Ready for this? Take a walk. Doesn't have to be a long walk, fast walk, or anything. Sometimes I will do this with Teddy just from one gate in front of my condo complex to the other gate in the morning. But I make it a mindfulness walk. What does that mean? In addition to the walk, I only focus on what I see with no judgment whatsoever. For example, if I see a bag of trash on the road, it's a bag of trash on the road. It's not how dare they, who did it, who's going to pick it up, etc., etc., etc. You must neutrally, we've talked about this before, neutrally take in your surroundings without judgment. That is an amazing amount of self-care, and it will totally reset who you are. So if you've got a favorite self-care practice, I want you to share it right now in the comments section. And speaking of share, click share right now. Invite other people to know what's going on in our positive environment. Because we get together every day to jumpstart our day in a positive way. I know that sounds so exactly what it is. Cheesy, but I like it.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.